Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. What is a definition for love? In our previous program, we learned that the best description of God is that God is love. But now let's understand a little bit more fully what love is. How does God express love? How does God want us to express love? If we understand this concept of love, we're going to go a long way toward being like God. Because if God is love and God is in us, that means that we must be love. Okay, so are you ready to hear what God has to say about love? Then let's turn to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. This is 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. This is how God expresses it. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. I'll read that again. This is 1 John 5 verse 3. This is God inspiring the Apostle John to write this. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. Now, what commandments are God talking about that He says expresses His love? For the answer to that, let's turn over to Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. This is Romans chapter 13 and verse 8. And we'll read all the way through verse 10. Here it says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loves another has fulfilled the law." And we're going to go on to see that this law has commandments in it. And this is what God was referring to in 1 John 5 verse 3, where He says, "This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." Now we're going to see what these commandments are. And all of these commandments taken together are a part of the law. So the law has commandments. What are the commandments in the law that expresses God's love? Let's read in verse 9 now of Romans chapter 13. This is Romans chapter 13, verse 9. "For this commandment, that thou shalt not commit adultery, and the other commandments, that thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, and thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment," and there are, we just named five commandments, there are five other commandments because there are the Ten Commandments of God. All right, the Ten Commandments of God. This is what comprises the law. So these commandments, if you keep these commandments, then you will understand that it is briefly defined as this: thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. That's right. God says that if you want to love your neighbor as yourself, then you should be keeping these five commandments that He talked about, and truly any of the other commandments, but specifically these five commandments out of the Ten Commandments teach us how we can love our neighbors as ourselves. So another way of saying this is that God defines His love by His law. That's right. Love is defined by law. Now, you'll hear a lot of people talking about we need to have a relationship, a personal relationship with God. That's true, but that is such a nebulous statement. I mean, what does that mean to relate to God, to have a personal relationship with God and with Jesus? How should we relate to them? Well, God is giving us the answer. We relate to God based on His law of love. All right, that's what the scripture is saying here. And let's now read in verse 10. It says, "Love works no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law." If you want to fulfill the law, that means if you want to fill up the law to its full intent, then you have to live a life of love, because that's what the law is all about. The law meaning God's Ten Commandments. Now, let's see some further proof for this, right? We want to have it in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Well, here's a second witness here. This is in James chapter 2, verse 8, where he's going to talk about some of these same commandments, and also you're going to see the same principle about loving your neighbor as yourself. So this is going to be our second witness, right? Let's turn over to James chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 8 through verse 11. This is James chapter 2, verses 8 through 11. Here it says, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. Now this is a royal law. This is God's law. God is the king of the universe. This is a royal law. If you want to fulfill the royal law according to scripture, then you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do that, you do well. That's what God is saying. God is saying that love is defined by law. Here he calls it the royal law. And he says that this royal law is that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now in verse 9, he gives an example. If you have respect of persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. So we can break the law, we can transgress the law, which is sin, if we have respect of persons. That means that we're treating one person better than another, probably just based on what we think we can get from them, what we think they can bring to us. And that's a sin, because that's against the spirit of love. You are dissing somebody who you think can't bring you as much as this other person that might be a rich person, for instance. So you just dish the poor person. Well, that's not showing love toward that person. We should never treat anyone like that. So he gives an example there. Now in verse 10, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. See, we can't say, well, I'm full of love, I love God, and yet we're not loving our neighbors. No, if we offend in one point, then we offend in all point. Or we can't say, well, I've never killed anybody, but if you lie, for instance, well, you're still transgress all of God's law. Because God's law is one whole, though it has 10 parts, the 10 commandments. So going now to verse 11, it says, for he that said, and this is the definition of the royal law, right? So there's no ambiguity here about what royal law God is talking about. He says, for he that said, do not commit adultery. And what commandment is that? Do not commit adultery. That's one of the 10 commandments. Right? So we know that God is talking about defining his love through his law. This law has 10 commandments. This is one of the 10 commandments. Do not commit adultery. And the one who said do not commit adultery said also do not kill. That's another one of the 10 commandments. So we see in the mouth of two witnesses, the Apostle Paul, as he wrote in Romans chapter 13 verse 8, talking about we need to have love, and if we have love, we're fulfilling the law. And this is this law that says you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then he breaks it down, giving us 5 of the 10 commandments in the law. And now we have the Apostle James, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, calling it in James chapter 2, verse 8 through 11, the royal law, saying you shall love your neighbor as yourself, and talking here specifically about 2 of the 10 commandments, do not commit adultery and do not kill. And God says that love is defined by his law. That's what these scriptures are showing us. Now here's another example of how we're not showing love. This is in James chapter 2, but now we're going to read verses 15 through 16. Here it says, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, or in other words, yeah, I'll pray for you, man. I'm a prayer warrior. I'll pray for you. Well, that's cool. Prayer is cool. Prayer should always be the priority, right? But there's more usually that people can do in addition to praying. Praying is great. It should be the first thing, but it need not be the only thing, because some people use that as an excuse. They're trying to sound holy. Yeah, man, I'll pray for you. Depart in peace, be warm and filled. I'll pray for you. But if you do not give that person who's destitute of daily food and naked, if you do not give that person clothes to put on, or if you do not give them food for the body, then what profit is all of your prayer? God is saying that love truly has actions, and his actions of love are defined by his law. And the law has 10 commandments. And God says in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3, where we started out, God says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments." And now we know what commandments He's talking about. He's talking about the Ten Commandments that comprise the law. And also, you probably are familiar with Matthew chapter 22. We don't have time to read it on this program, but Matthew chapter 22 says that there's really two great commandments in the law. One is to love God with all of your heart, might, and soul. And really, that's the first four of the Ten Commandments. And then really, there's six commandments that talk about thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. And so the Ten Commandments comprise God's law. And the two great commandments are love God with all your heart, might, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. So God has always been concerned about love, and love is defined by God's law. Now in our next program, we're going to see an example of true love in action. And now I want to invite you to partner with us in demonstrating love in action toward young people. We have helped to start a fishing club, which is teaching children really about essential life skills through the art of fishing. And we have a wonderful curriculum throughout the year, so hopefully you'll want to bring some kids to be a part of the fishing club, or maybe you're going to volunteer yourself to be a part of the fishing club, or maybe you'd like to make a donation to the fishing club so that these children can benefit. And so if you want to find out more information about it, you can log on to the following website. It's www.offthehookfishingclub.org. That's www.offthehookfishingclub.org. Now that's something that we do domestically. Also, there's something that we do internationally. We help out at a school in Kenya for orphans. It's called the Tumaini Community Orphan School. And so you can log on to our website and purchase something from one of the vendors. We have Walmart, we have Amazon for your Christian books and Christian music. We have also christianbooks.com, and also we have Barnes and Nobles. If you purchase anything through our website from one of these vendors, then all of the proceeds go toward the Tumaini Community Orphan School in Kenya. And our website is www.christianambassadors.org. Again, that's www.christianambassadors.org. So we're not asking you to spend any money that you wouldn't normally spend, but again, if you go there and you purchase from one of our vendors, 100% of the proceeds are going to go toward supporting this school in Kenya. So thank you very much, my friends, for listening to this program. I hope you'll come back for our next program, and that's when we're going to discuss again this example of love in action from the scriptures. See you next time, friends. Bye-bye.